A listener named Brittany is on the phone with us, and she sent us an email for a second date update. And I'm excited to talk to her because her date ended with them going back to her place. And yes, there was a little hooking up involved.
Oh. Okay. Are you just excited to hear the details and live vicariously, or what's going on, man?
Well, she shared some of the details in her email, and I think you guys are going to love it.
Okay. Awesome.
So let's talk to her right now. Brittany, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Good,
Brittany. How are you?
Doing okay. Just confused, waiting for a phone call.
Okay.
Before we get into how your evening went, tell us about the guy that you want to call. What's his name?
His name's Colin.
Oh, even how you say it, you're longing for Colin.
Yeah. He's so yummy.
Oh, that is a good description.
Like on the eyes or?
Everything.
Did you murder him and eat him?
Because, oh my God, you're so dark, Jubal.
Well, that would be the reason he's not calling back, Brittany, if you did that.
Yeah. Well, I did not harm him. If that's
oh my God, I'm so sick.
Okay.
There's something wrong with you.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Definitely.
Well.
Okay, wait, and how did you meet Yummy Colin? I forget. Did you tell us already? I'm sorry.
No, we met on a dating app.
Okay. And what was exciting about him?
He was just, like, really flirtatious when we were, like, talking on the app and suggested, like, hey, you want to get together?
Okay.
So we decided to meet up and then, you know, go get drinks after dinner if it went well.
And what was different about this date than, like, other dates you've been on?
I mean, like, you know when it's a good date. If the conversation flows. Like, he was had a lot of witty banter. He was laughing at a lot of my jokes. And it was just, like, really natural. It was really easy.
I love easy dates. Love it.
Oh, not like that, bro.
So why do you think he's not calling you back then? What happened?
Well, there's one thing that happened. Before we decided to go to the bar to grab a drink after dinner, I realized I left my phone at my place. So just like not knowing him very well, I was like, would you mind if we grabbed my phone on the way out to the bar? So we did. We went back to my place. So I should tell you guys, I do live with my parents. And I told him this, like, as we were pulling up to my parents' house.
Yeah.
It's temporary. Mm-hmm. I told him. He laughed it off. Like, he was totally cool about it. And, you know, I have the whole bottom floor to the place. And, like, there's a separate entrance to get in and out.
Right.
So we got to my house, and I found my phone. We started, like, kind of hanging out there. We ended up watching a movie and got cozy on the couch, made out a little bit.
Ooh. So you guys didn't even make it to drinks.
No, we didn't make it to drinks. Like I said, like everything was just going really well, and it was easy. Not in that sense. It was easy, but...
That Jubal's easy.
Was the phone just your excuse to bring him back to your place?
No, no.
And that's okay.
That wasn't the plan at all.
Sounds like an excuse. If I was that dude, I'd have been like, yeah, we can absolutely go, quote, grab your phone, end quote.
And I get that. And, you know, I'm okay. It wasn't the plan, but this awkward part did happen where we were making out a little bit and we could hear noises above my room. You know, like noises. Getting together.
Shut up.
Please don't make me say it.
No way.
Wait, I don't understand what you mean. Like board games? Or?
Oh, my God.
No, don't make me say it. It's already weird enough.
Wait. Doing it?
So you were making out with a date and listening to your parents get it on upstairs?
God, oh, God. Yeah, like, we can keep it vague. It's so weird. I'm like, I cannot believe it.
Oh, my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
Talk about setting the mood.
Well, I mean, I agree. But, like, I was just so embarrassed. And I thought it was like, oh, okay, maybe we'll, like, stop, right? And it didn't. It, like,
whoa.
It didn't stop. But then... I don't know, shortly after he was like, oh, I have to go, like, well, let's get together again soon, and I have to go, and I totally understood why he wanted to leave, like, I didn't want to be there either.
But unfortunately, you had to go back in your house and lay down on your bed and just listen to them having the best time.
Oh, no, they make sounds like noise-canceling headphones, believe me. But yeah, like, now... I can't get him to agree to another date.
Oh, my God. That is so awkward. I don't know if I would want to go out another date.
But, I mean, my parents are at least good role models.
Oh, what?
I don't even say that.
Hey, I heard what your parents are doing. Did you learn a thing or two from mommy and daddy?
No, I just mean a good relationship.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like they have a great relationship.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, and we'll find out if your parents doing it did your date in.
So bad.
I just don't want it to screw up in the next one.
Yeah. That's right. Your parents screwing could have screwed your date up.
Okay.